Overlooked, Lusaka Airport suddenly attracts dedicated freighter capacity. Lusaka Airport is attracting dedicated freighter capacity from two very different airlines, raising questions over AMZN, legal RISK DSV, falling DOWNDHL, corporate reorg DONEAPL, FARAWLLDHL, bolt-on deal in FORWRDNGUPS, changing SKINCHRW, rallying on weakness KNIN, ahead of Apex NEWSKNIN, Apex probed over alleged NVIDIA chip SMUGGLINGWTC. Focus on savings on behalf of CLINTSWTC. Earnings update VW, crisis update. AMZN, legal RISK DSV, falling DOWNDHL, corporate reorg DONEAPL, FARAWLLDHL, bolt-on deal in FORWRDNGUPS, changing SKINCHRW, rallying on weakness KNIN, ahead of Apex NEWSKNIN, Apex probed over alleged NVIDIA chip SMUGGLINGWTC. Focus on savings on behalf of CLINTSWTC. Earnings update VW, crisis update. Brazilian forwarders appear optimistic about the way trade opportunities are shaping up in Africa, and it seems there is certainly an appetite on the other side of the Atlantic to foster stronger relations. However, desire notwithstanding, this has yet to translate into hard volumes. Latest data from Container Trade Statistics, CTS, indicates that after a strong start to 2026, volumes headed from Latin America to Sub-Saharan Africa have proved less consistent, with June figures down 4.6% year-on-year. Asked if they were concerned by the numbers, forwarders told the Lodestar Brazil painted a far better picture, one noting they shipped more than 3,000 containers a month of sugar on the routing. This is an ongoing deal, and we are moving that amount every month for the entire year. The problem we're having is that space is always a challenge due to being overweight, but it is a firm business. The June blip follows a May in which LATAM Africa volumes climbed 8.6% year on year, which in turn followed a 10.2% April downturn. Part of it is the war in Middle East and all the uncertainty, a source explained. In the other direction, June's Sub-Saharan Africa LATAM volumes may have jumped 4%, but from a far lower base, hitting 2,702, compared with the 37,502 that moved LATAM Africa in the period. "We don't really see much coming back," said a LATAM-based forwarder. Given its economic heft, sources said it was interesting to note that South Africa still had a massive trade deficit with Brazil, but one pointed out that efforts were being made to reduce this as part of the two countries' efforts to foster greater trade between them. And there are improving connections, with LATAM Airlines having started a thrice-weekly Cape Town-Sao Paulo service, offering additional capacity for those looking to ship between the two countries. For uninterrupted access, sign in or sign up to the Daily News, Premium, or the Lodestar Enterprise Plan. Comment on this article.